I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
This is such a momentous decision for Australia and New Zealand and also for our region, for the Asia Pacific. The first time a Women's World Cup has been held here. The first time a Women's World Cup has been held in the Southern Hemisphere.
Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne is excited that FIFA, football's world governing body, has chosen Australia and New Zealand to co-host the 2023 Women's Football World Cup. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is also thrilled.
It's incredible, and I think probably we're only really still perhaps coming to terms with the scale of what the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup will mean for New Zealand. It is an incredibly large event, but off the back of what we've seen with cricket and rugby, it's a chance for us to showcase our athletes, what role models they are, and the work we're doing to bring equality into sport as well.
Also hoping new female players will benefit is Australia goalkeeper Lydia Williams.
It gives young girls an opportunity to dream big, to see amazing players on their home soil, and it will do wonders for not only the women's game, but football in general in Australia.
Minding the net for New Zealand is Erin Naylor.
I think it's just going to give women's football and women's sport in general a huge boost. It's the biggest sporting event in the world, and so I think when New Zealanders get behind it and see how exciting it is, I think it will do great things for the game.
New Zealand midfielder Paige Satchell is looking forward to playing the biggest tournament on her home soil.
I mean, it's pretty unreal. I got up this morning to hear the announcement, and yeah, I was just ecstatic. It's an amazing opportunity for New Zealand football and just for sport in general, and for me personally, it's going to be amazing just to have my family and friends all there to support us, so yeah, I'm super excited.
Australia midfielder Tamika Yallop thinks the Women's World Cup will help showcase Oceania football as more of an equal to the traditional European teams.
I think it's a great step towards, you know, bridging the gap between Europe and down under, I guess, with how intense football is and the football culture. I think it'll bring a pretty strong football culture. Australia and New Zealand's already pretty big with their sporting culture, but it'll put a major focus on women's sport and football as well. So I think it's a great step forward in growing the game.
The 2023 Women's World Cup joint bid beat Colombia 22-13 in a vote by FIFA's ruling council, which judged Australia and New Zealand as having the best commercial prospects for women's football. Liverpool officially claimed the Premier League football title for the first time in 30 years, despite having 7 games remaining on its schedule. Jurgen Klopp took over as manager at Liverpool in October 2015. The team went from the middle of the pack to both European champions and English champions. Money seemed to be the biggest obstacle to mounting a Premier League title challenge, as Liverpool didn't match with the spending power of Manchester United, Manchester City, and Chelsea. Bayern Munich head coach Hansi Flick says his time as coach has been simply a lot of fun after the German club recovered from early season troubles to win its 8th straight title. The most personal highlight is the way I enjoy every single game together with my entire coaching staff. We enjoy the games because they are just so fun to watch the players execute our philosophy, the pleasure and fun that they have. We have seen even after this Corona phase that even without the fans, they were able to coach themselves well. It's great to be able to experience this, and it's simply a lot of fun. Bundesliga Rookie of the Year Alphonso Davies praised Bayern's attack in a 4-0 victory over Wolfsburg.
Yeah, it's been good. You know, we have players up front that can, you know, get the job done. You know, especially Lewandowski, you know, scoring goal after goal. Thomas Müller, you know, setting it up. Yeah, overall, I think as a collective, you know, we did well as a team.
French winger Serge Gnabry said the title celebrations can wait until the last game against Bayer Leverkusen on Saturday.
Yeah, I think we celebrated very well in Bremen on this evening. Now today a little bit, but we know we have next Saturday coming, so we have to be prepared for that. And after that, we have a lot of time to celebrate.
U.S. Major League Soccer teams are arriving in Orlando, Florida for the MLS is Back tournament. The first team there was the San Jose Earthquakes, followed by Orlando City and head coach Oscar Perea.
Big expectations first, because we have been waiting a lot on competing again. Just try to be on that mode of tension and trying to play for points. The competition is fantastic. So being again around the game is good, but now competing obviously is the major expectation that we have.
Priya says it will take some time for teams to get back to full playing levels.
We understand this as a process that is not going to be perfect. We all have to adjust to many things that we don't know. This has been done before. So at this moment, we are in the adjusting mode in a positive way, knowing that everybody has to cooperate with the tournament in a way that we can get the best out of it. So once again, it's not going to be perfect, but we have the competition back. We have Major League Soccer back. And that itself is great.
The Orlando City coach says everyone should just be happy they have a chance to play again.
Players and coaches need to feel blessed to have the opportunity to work first. I think this pandemic and this period has shown us all that we are very fragile, that we can lose our jobs. Many people have. And we have still the opportunity to perform. So we have to be grateful. We have to be positive. And sharing fields, sharing restaurants, and sharing things, that's not a problem at all. We will adjust. It's the game what matters right now is our club, our clubs, our objectives, and the players. And the game itself is what matters now.
The MLS's Back tournament kicks off July 8th and runs through August 11th at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex at the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. 26 MLS teams are divided into six groups. A total of 54 games are scheduled in the new all-tournament format with regular season points and a spot in the 2021 CONCACAF Champions League on the line. The annual traditional Dragon Boat Race was held in Taipei City, Taiwan, despite the worldwide COVID-19 pandemic. Around 80 teams competed under a scorching sun at the city's Dajia Riverside Park. The event was organized by Taipei City government, which almost decided to cancel this year's Dragon Boat Race due to the pandemic. Farouk Ruiz is a 20-year-old business student from Nicaragua. He and all the race competitors and staff had to be temperature checked and adhere to strict hygiene guidelines.
The fact that we were not wearing a mask, it gives you a sense of security, because you're not worrying about somebody on your side to give you COVID-19, because everywhere you go, they check your temperature, they give you hand sanitizer, and you can feel the amount of time that they invest in the protocols that they do in the restaurants, at school. For example, in my school, they check my temperature and they make us wear our masks.
No fans were allowed at this year's Dragon Boat Races. Lydia Lee, a digital marketing industry employee in Taipei, was still happy the event was held. This year, because of COVID-19, we heard that the Dragon Boat Race might be canceled. Our team has been training for a whole year just for this race. That is why we were quite stressed. But now the races took place, so we are quite happy about that. But they do not allow supporters in, and we thought that this takes out part of the fun. The coronavirus outbreak has been under control for several weeks in Taiwan, allowing the island to become one of the few places globally where sports have restarted with a limited number of fans allowed to attend events. Formula One is preparing for its competitive return to the track Sunday in Austria. Aston Martin Red Bull team driver Alex Albon completed 100 kilometers of practice around the Silverstone track in England.
The track as well, it's quite busy. There aren't many straights here, so it was nice to see where I was at. I'm happy as well. I think, yeah, every driver I'm sure has done a lot of work to get to where they are now, fitness-wise. And I'm happy with where I am.
It has been 3 months since the cancellation of the Australian Grand Prix because of the coronavirus pandemic. The 24-year-old Thai British driver has not been behind the wheel of the RB16 in 118 days.
It's also just about getting that interaction with the guys and getting into that mental racing mind before we head to Austria.
All Formula One teams will have We Race as One on their cars, as the sport acknowledges the fight against COVID-19 and the condemnation of racism and inequality.
Obviously, We Race as One, I think, seeing everything that's gone on in the last few months, it's a great cause to support and to push. I think, all the teams are with it. I think it looks great on the car, and it just shows that as F1, as a community, we stand by it.
Aston Martin Red Bull team principal Christian Horner is pleased with the initiative.
We fully support this initiative by Formula One, the We Race as One initiative. We've got the logos on our cars, and we'll be supporting, you know, wherever and whenever we can. I think it's a great initiative, and it's something that, you know, everybody at Aston Martin Red Bull Racing is fully behind. So, with all of the teams participating, it's good to see that unification within Formula One.
He's happy to be back.
Well, it is the longest time I've been away from the racetrack since I was at school. It's great to be back at a racetrack. It's great to see the cars running. It's exciting to be racing again. And we're looking forward to starting the season in Austria next week.
Horner says his team is not only getting used to racing again, but to required social distancing measures and the wearing of personal protection gear.
It's certainly different seeing everybody working in face masks. You lose the expressions that you sometimes can read of either elation or despair in a mechanic or an engineer's face. But I think it's something that we'll get used to. It's important for the safety of, you know, of our team, of everybody, you know, around us in Formula One. So I think it's a discipline that we'll all get used to very quickly, and something that will become a new normal for the time being.
Argentine Olympic athletes are back to training after 3 months. Some of them were raising their voices during the first days of June, asking for a solution to the continuing lockdown amid fears of poor performances at the Tokyo 2021 Games due to the lack of proper competitive training. Argentina's government gave them an exception. Paula Pareto won the Rio 2016 Judoka gold medal in the women's 48-kilogram category. I'm training on my own with my coach because we have to respect the social distance, so we cannot practice judo. But at least it is a change of scenery. I started doing strength exercises at the gymnasium, so little by little I'm improving my body fitness. We'll see how this develops. I hope that in the near future we'll be allowed to have physical contact because judo needs that. The ban on sporting activities is still part of Argentina's official measures against the coronavirus outbreak, including professional football, which is still waiting for permission to train with no return date set. Specialists like saber fencer Maria Belen Perez Maurice are grateful to train.
Bueno, el retorno al cenar, la verdad, fue una alegría enorme. Para nosotros, bueno, mi deporte, la verdad, es muy difícil poder entrenarlo en casa.
It is too difficult to practice my sport at home. My living room is small, and I cannot do more than 3 or 4 steps. And obviously, we don't have the proper gear at home for training. So this is a relief. We can't join our colleagues because there is a protocol. When I arrive, I have my temperature checked, and then I go straight to the Saber training room. We are not able to share shifts with others. I practice with just my coach, and I go home afterwards.
Donde no compartimos turno, tomo mi clase con mi entrenador y después me vuelvo a mi casa.
Argentina's coronavirus lockdown began March 20th, one of the longest quarantine measures imposed by any government since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Horacio Cifuentes plays Olympic table tennis.
La verdad, muy feliz por el retorno, ya que I am very happy to be back, and it's not the same as being at home training with a robot. It's another kind of training, much more challenging and different. It's professional table tennis training. The Argentinians are hoping they can now get a full year of training, since the Tokyo Games were forced to reschedule, now beginning July 23rd and closing August 8th, 2021.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.